Just got four verses of scripture just want to share very quickly this morning. We're going to begin in Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. These four verses could be called our hope and firm foundation. Amen. Mark chapter 14, our hope and our firm foundation. Mark 14 and verse 36. Here we find Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before he died. And he's in agony of his soul, in agony of spirit. And in verse 36, he prays out, "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Amen. Not what I will, but what you will. And the Bible tells us that it was the will of God to bruise him. The will of God. It was the will of his Father that he went to the cross. The Bible says of Jesus that he is the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. And so we know for sure, absolutely without question and without doubt, this was God's plan. This was not a failure. This was not the end of Jesus' life prematurely. This was the right thing at the right time in the right place. God said in the right time of history, he sent his Son. And Jesus became the sacrifice for all our sin and our shame. It was God's plan. And Jesus bowed his earthly will. Because don't forget, the Bible tells us that he was fully God and yet fully man. And he bowed his earthly will. And he said, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." Hallelujah. And then turn over the page into John's Gospel, chapter 19 and verse 30. John's Gospel, chapter 19 and verse 30. We've got a verse from each Gospel this morning. But in this case, we're actually going to back up a little bit, and we're going to read from verse 28 because it puts it into context. And it says, "Later, knowing that all was now completed, so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, 'I am thirsty.' A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put a sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, 'It is finished.' With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It is finished." What was finished? Jesus? No. He didn't say, "I am finished." He said, "It is finished." What was finished? The plan of God. He had accomplished everything that the scripture had said about him. All the prophecies from the Old Testament, Psalm 22, the things in Isaiah, Christ, the Lamb with our transgressions laid upon him. It is finished. He'd paid the price. He'd done what he came to do. He'd opened the door into heaven for all men and women, boys and girls, who will put their faith and trust in him. The door was open. And of course, we read in the Bible that at the very moment that Jesus cried out, "It is finished," the veil, that curtain in the temple, was torn in two from top to bottom. God said, "You can come in, and I'm coming out." And the truth of those words, Emmanuel, God with us. From that moment, the moment that Jesus cried out, "It is finished," we have peace with God through the blood of his cross. And then Luke's Gospel and chapter 24. Luke 24 and verse 6. Now we've now gone beyond the cross and we're on to Resurrection Day. Luke chapter 24 and verse 6. And this is the angels speaking to those who were looking for Jesus. He is not here. He has risen. Amen. He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. It was the plan all along. Jesus not only defeated sin on the cross, he defeated death. The final enemy. The Bible says, "Oh, death, where is your sting?" Jesus took the sting out of death. He took the fear out of death. The last great enemy of mankind was defeated on the cross when Jesus came back to life in the grave that day. And he opened the door for all who believe in him to receive eternal life. He came first, and the Bible said that he was the firstborn of many sons. What an amazing proclamation that was made that day. He has risen. The devil thought he'd won. The Jews thought they'd won. The Romans thought they'd killed him, but it was all in the plans and purposes of God. He has risen. And then finally in Matthew's Gospel and chapter 28, and verse 20, he says there at the end of the verse, "And surely I am with you always." Amen. "And surely I am with you always." Praise the Lord. What a promise. What a promise. It is finished. I've paid the price. I've conquered death. I'm risen, I'm seated with the Father in heaven, but I will be with you always, never to leave us, never to forsake us, never. The Bible says that is God like a man that he should lie? No. Is he like a person who needs to sleep? No. His eye is always on us. He's always with us. We sang that song this morning, didn't we? That he's in us. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is in us, dwells in us, lives in us. Christ in me, the Bible says, the hope of glory. And when we talk about hope in the Bible sense of the word, it's a sure thing. It's not a hope I get a nice Easter egg today. Amen. That's a hope that might have a bad end. If somebody's forgotten, amen. The hope, when the Bible talks about hope, is a certainty, an absolute sure thing. Why? Because it was written. It is written. Christ is risen. Amen. It is written. And what God has written, nobody can change. Amen. What God has put in his word, nobody can change. Man can't do a thing about this book. Because what God has said in this book is happening, has happened, and will always come to pass. Jesus said, "Not one of my words will be lost until everything is fulfilled." The same Christ that died on the cross, the same Holy Spirit that came on the disciples at Pentecost is in us, dwells in us, works through us, goes with us. Where we go, God goes. Hallelujah. And when we come together, God comes together in the shape of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what a plan. What a plan. The plan of salvation that God had in his wisdom, in his mind, before he put the first atom into place in the universe. All this was already planned in God's thinking. Don't let anybody ever tell you that Christ failed on his mission. Christ fulfilled everything. The will of his Father. Not my will, but but your will be done. Cried out on the cross, it is finished, and finally conquered death when he rose from the grave that day. And one day we'll see him. And the Bible says when we see him, we'll be like him. Wow, what a promise that is. When we see him, we'll be like him with a glorified, heavenly, wonderful, spiritual body that will last forever. It will never wear out, praise the Lord. Oh, this body, it wears out. Even when I did that, then sudden twinge in the shoulder. Amen. Doctor says arthritis. Okay, twinge here, twinge here. Oh, man. When we get to glory, that body will never, ever wear out. It lasts forever and forever and forever and forever. Amen.